Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
It's High FM, Robin Bax.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. I'm George Ryland.
Yes, you are. Good morning.
Serious development of messaging.
Right, okay.
I'm sure everyone has sent a message they wish they hadn't.
Yes.
I certainly have.
Yeah.
When you're waiting for them to message you and then you break and then you think, I wish I hadn't done that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And sometimes you just send the wrong thing.
Yeah, or you send it to the wrong person.
Yes.
But you think it's the right person? Until they reply back.
I don't think I've done that for a long time. I mainly just text. I think, no, I shouldn't have done that. I should have made them do the work.
Oh, no.
There is some hope.
Okay.
WhatsApp have got a new feature.
Yes.
This is the delete for everyone. So you can recall messages within 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
However.
Ah.
Yes.
Right, what's the however?
It's not quite as good as you might think.
Why not?
For a start, if they've seen it, like if they're online and they've seen it, you can't take it out of their brain.
You can't.
It won't physically be there anymore.
But you can deny it.
But the other thing, and the worst thing for me is that what you get instead is a line saying this message was deleted.
Okay.
So they know you sent something and retracted it.
I didn't know that.
So for me, that's useless because it's only ever going to be, I wish I'd sent that text. I should have waited for him. And go, this message was deleted. It's even worse.
You're going to be looking at George's conversation and think there's something wrong with your phone. There's all lines down the screen. I'm taking my phone back. You've got to get
this is the worst of the High FM Morning Show. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
So High FM's him, Robin Banks.
Me, hello.
I'm George Ryland, good morning.
Good morning.
This is the Room of Trust.
How can this be the Room of Trust? There's microphones here.
Yeah, I just thought of that, actually. And cameras.
And cameras as well.
Yeah, we've got three cameras, three microphones. Yeah. It's not particularly soundproof.
It's not.
But do feel free to tell me anything.
Let me go outside. I just want to prove to you, listening, how unsoundproofed it is
it's
here.
So unsoundproofed.
So I'm opening the door, okay?
Okay, so right, we'll just wait for the door to shut here. Now,
hear the door shut. You'll hear the door.
Yeah, you will hear the door shut. That door's shut.
I can't actually shout because the boys from Haller are talking. And their studio is equally as unsoundproofed as this.
And they're going to be a while.
Right, I can't. Because if I go out and talk and shout like I was going to, they're going to have a go.
Are they?
Will I do it?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Breaking strain of a Kit Kat.
Hello, George.
Hi, Robin.
That was it. That's the soundproofing of this radio station.
Amazing what technology can do.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.
Hello, Hi FM.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. I've got a bit of a bad neck, actually. I've had a bad neck for two days.
People don't actually want you to tell them when they ask.
Yeah, they do.
Do you? Did you want to know about his neck?
I'm confused.
That's okay.
There's two bears in talk.
Yes, that's George and my name's Robin.
Big fan.
Okay.
Stop it. Here we go. Wake up, wake
up. I just keep moving. This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Good morning. Hello. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
I'm just calling up from the UK just to say how brilliant your show is.
From the UK. Do we know you? Are you a friend of either myself or George?
Probably a friend of yourself.
Me. Okay.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereabouts in the UK are you?
Yes.
Right, no, you can't say.
Okay.
I'm going to hazard a guess. You're putting on a voice.
No.
But.
No.
I can detect you can't cover the little drawl that you do sometimes. I think this is Thin Casey.
Oh, I just don't get how you can guess.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, Thin Casey.
Thin Casey.
Correct. Thin Casey called before.
No Thin anymore, though.
I miss that. What?
He said he's not so thin anymore. He did a funny.
None of us are.
George is on a diet.
Oh, I've just had a cold boiled egg.
Yeah.
What if he started it?
you know, the videos are a bit, you know.
A bit what?
George, but you look lovely on the videos.
No, I think, no, thin, I think you've offended her now.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that doesn't, George, that doesn't cut it, really.
I think we'll just move on, shall we?
You've definitely offended George now.
No,
shall I hang up?
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, well,
no,
it's out
no.
there now. You can't delete that. It's not WhatsApp's new feature.
Yeah, I just heard about that, actually. Yeah, that's quite clever, isn't it?
No.
Okay, just to say you're doing a brilliant job.
It's too late, Thin.
You get no better.
All right, I'm going to have to go now. Okay,
yeah,
bye. Bye, Thin.
Tomorrow.
Bye.
Press
bye.
Button. Press button.
Bye. The button's been
bye-bye.
Pressed. Right. Sorry about that. He's not a friend of mine.
Okay.
He's not.
So
I've never met him.
This has all got so weird.
It has, hasn't it?
I don't want anything to do with this anymore.
Get up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM. Oman.
This is really sad news, George.
Oh, no, I'm not in a place for sad news.
This is out of the London Business School, so these guys know. And they found that really good-looking people have a tougher time getting their first job and other entry-level jobs than the rest of us.
This is why I'm not in the mood for sad news, because I just remember the hard times.
It's because we subconsciously link good looks and ambition in our minds. So we wouldn't want to hire a hot person for an entry-level job because they look like they'd be high maintenance. And then once you spend all that extra effort training them, they'll leave for a better job.
Plus, you don't want to be stood next to them in the company photo.
This is why you, listening, can't get a job. It's not because you're wildly underqualified or you always show up to interviews 20 minutes late.
It's because you're insanely good-looking.
Yeah, because you're so hot. In conclusion, we feel sorry for the super attractive people of the world because clearly they, I obviously mean we, have it really, really tough, right?
So tough.
Having somebody to watch a TV show with is pretty nice.
Thanks for that.
But it can get annoying when it becomes a situation where you can only watch it together.
That's right. That's why I don't keep people.
A diehard Stranger Things fan called Harry Moore is so adamant about watching it with his girl that he's made her sign a written contract stating that she will not burn through season 2 without him.
Wow.
He posted the contract online and under conditions it says, quote, no episode to be consumed without your partner. All spoilers to be avoided. In the event of a spoiler being discovered, it must not be shared with your partner.
He sounds like a real treat to be around.
Neither partner may even be in the same room as any Stranger Things season 2 episode unless with your partner. And season 1 episodes are excluded from this contract.
Gosh.
Netflix caught wind of this and tweeted back, solid contract.
That's not what I would have put, but okay.
Harry says it hasn't been signed due to a deep phase of negotiations, but he does add, any breach of the contract will result in immediate disqualification from our relationship and the changing of my Netflix password.
So I will leave you if you watch any Stranger Things series 2, even by mistake. I will leave you.
That's what he's saying, but he's probably joking, right? It's got to be a joke.
Does seem like he's really going for it.
But his girlfriend might not want to test him on this. This season is going to be longer than the first. Have you burned through any of them?
Four,
yeah. You? I have done 4 as well. I was going to watch 5 last night, but episode 5 looked like it was an hour long.
So I watched episode 4. It started to get a little bit freakier. I went to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the house starts creaking. And yeah. I'm like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. Nothing's wrong.
Is there anybody listening now that has done all 9?
Of course there is.
Can you give us a shout?
Yeah, just let us know. How was it? How do you feel? How tired are you? And how much do your eyes hurt?
And did you have any bad dreams? In the
morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
On High FM.
Oh, I've just found something out.
Okay.
This has tickled me pink.
All right.
Twitter.
Yeah.
KFC.
Yeah.
They have 11 people that they're following.
All right. Okay, where's this going?
Those 11 people
right.
are the 5 Spice Girls and 6 dudes named Herb.
Brilliant.
Isn't that
That's
amazing?
Great.
And
That's...
it's true, I checked.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
How's it going? You all right?
I'm good, thank you very much.
So what you got? What's going on?
Guys, let me talk about Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Ooh, where you at?
Yeah. Have you finished season two?
No, I can't. I'm binded to, you know, watching with the wife.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, contract agreement.
I cannot continue. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I mean, don't be sorry, because I completely understand where you're coming from there.
Yeah.
Where did you guys finish watching?
Episode 4.
Number 4. Right, so you've got where... Right, without spoiling it for anyone, where he goes down.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And he's stuck there.
Yeah. Well, no, is he stuck there, though? He's not stuck there.
Well, I mean, it closed up on him, so I...
Did it? Hang on a minute.
How did you know that? I didn't know that.
It didn't close up, did it? Did I miss that?
Did it?
I thought so. I mean,
now we're all questioning ourselves. No one knows what's right anymore.
We have to go back to it and see it.
We've got to go back. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Before I watch number 5, because I've stopped at the same place as well, and so is George.
I'm planning to watch at least another 2 tonight.
Me too. I'm going to get Annie to bed early, and then I think 2 Stranger Things.
Is your wife in tonight? Are you watching more?
We always watch one. And that's hopefully there is time and
the
kids are sleep. Sure, we can go for the second one.
Ooh,
I bet you just have half a chocolate bar and put the other half back in the fridge, don't you?
You sound like that.
Yeah.
Power to you, but I can't be that person.
Yeah. You want to try to sneak in at midnight to, you know, catch the second half, but, you know, you can't.
You just can't do it. No. God, no. Who are you, sir?
My name is Abdul Hafim.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Some clouds.
She
likes the boys in my gang. She says that I'm her all-time favorite. When I let go of the egos, it's the right time. She's never hard to feed. Oh no, that girl is pretty wild though.
Her girls are super fit,
the kind of girl you read about
in sci-fi magazines.
That girl is pretty creepy.
Her girls are super fit.
I'd really love to see.
George Ryland.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
My wife called me up yesterday, and it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and she said, I'm all safe, which all of a sudden makes me really nervous.
But?
Yeah, I've curbed my car.
Right.
And her tyre needed replacing. She'd kind of ripped her tyre a little bit, and she said it wasn't flat, but she's at the tyre place now.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. And she said, the tyre guy says I need to replace all 4 tyres as well.
What? Why all 4?
Well, I know that actually she does, because they're getting a bit low. They're still legal, but they're getting a bit low.
Right.
So I thought, okay. And she said, he says it's going to be over 600 reals.
What?
Yeah, I know.
What are they made of, gold?
So I'm
gold,
like,
tyres?
I said, how much? She said, 600 reals.
I bet that's not exactly what you said.
And, well, I went, put me on the phone to the guy. So she goes, all right, hang on there. So I get handed over to the guy.
This is Robin Banks from High FM.
You're on the radio, you're live.
How much will it be now?
What's the name of the tyre place? Come on, tell me. And I go, why? You see a woman coming in to your shop and you automatically up your prices. 600 reals. She's not driving a 4x4. It's a little car, normal tyres. What is happening? So I give him abuse.
Because that's 150 reals per tyre.
That's just insane. And then he tries to tell me, well, they're German. I don't care. No tyre is 150 reals. No tyre. Not even for a major bit of machinery. Well, actually, probably for a major bit of machinery, you'd be paying a hell of a lot more. And how dare they do that?
So you kept nice and calm?
A little bit calm. And he automatically brought the price right down.
Well, I lit you on the spot. What did he
on
say?
On the spot.
Because you're a man, I'm taking the price down.
Well, he didn't say that, but that's kind of what it was.
That is outrageous. See, this is why I don't go on my own, because...
You can't do this.
Can't.
That's the problems that women have.
Yeah, that does happen. And that's happened to me a lot of times.
Yeah.
There was one garage that I have, it's in the UK.
Yeah.
And that's mainly ladies.
Right.
And they scare me, I'm not going to lie, but they're really nice. nice to me. And other than that, I will take a guy with me, which isn't the way it should be.
It's not the way it should
but
be.
But I don't want to get ripped off.
Yeah, and that's what happens. And that's just insane. So that's my story. So if you need any money off and you're a lady, I'm here, okay?
How much did they go down to?
They came immediately down to just over 200 reels.
Oh, so less than half price.
Oh, my God.
A dude got on the phone.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
What up, everybody? So glad you're here.
Live from Muscat Grand Mall.
Don't stop.
High FM.
You all right?
No.
What's up?
You.
Why? What have I done?
You're unbelievable.
What have I done? We obviously can't do that on the radio. Yeah.
No, obviously not.
But in your sick mind, was that funny?
No, that
no,
was just
really?
Like, what are you doing? This is why you have me, to pull me back from the edge every now and then, isn't it?
We had a little show meeting during those last two songs.
Yeah, and I stamped my authority for once.
You did. You
it's
did.
A no from me.
Vladimir Putin says Americans don't give President Trump enough respect. Oh, no, no, don't laugh, because it's so nice to see somebody stand up for their worker.
Got your back. I woke up,
I woke up. This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
I had a really bad dream yesterday, and I went for a snooze.
Was it as bad as my one the other week?
No, it wasn't as bad, because my one was, well, my one was just confusing.
Oh, disorientating.
Well, it was...
discombobulating.
Yeah, it was, but I'm sure it was a mixture between Stranger Things and Star Wars, because I was in space.
Yes, that's never going to happen to me.
I was being chased in space.
By...
by.
Demagogues.
Yeah.
That's not pleasant.
Well, I think it was, but I woke up and, ooh, it was horrible.
Ooh.
So I put Annie to bed and watched Stranger Things.
I had a bit of a marathon yesterday.
Did you? Oh.
So I watched a couple of episodes after I'd had my afternoon sleep.
Oh.
And then I went for a slim. Yeah. Slim? A swim.
A swim.
Well, same thing, isn't it?
Right.
But it was dark by then. Like, the pool's got lights around it.
Oh, yeah.
And after about, I think it was about, after about 30 lengths, I couldn't really see through my goggles anymore. And I kept hearing things and it was all foggy. And I was a bit like,
you don't want
it's
that.
Fine, there's no demagogues.
Oh, wow. Where are you up to?
I've got one episode left
to
go. Yes. But I was like, it was 9:30. I was like, you've got to go to bed, woman.
I've got three.
Three?
Yeah, I've got
what
three.
What have you been doing?
Well, I watched two last night and then it got to 9:15 and I just thought, I can't. I've got to save some.
Three episodes to go.
Yeah.
I want to give you a warning. I'm going to try and do without any spoilers.
Right.
I believe your next episode is the one that I found slightly disappointing.
Oh, really?
Action-wise, it's good. The plot remains strong.
Yeah.
However, there are a group of characters in it that are new in that episode.
Is there?
And frankly, I felt the acting was poor.
Oh, wow, okay.
I did wonder at one point if they were supposed to be in London. You know, when they're terrible accents, but no, I think they are supposed to be American.
I'm so glad that I didn't watch that last night and go to bed on that.
And don't watch that as just a one-off episode. Make sure you've got two.
No, no,
it's straight back in afterwards and you will be relieved.
That's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to watch two. It is two episodes of Stranger Things a night.
Oh, this gives me all the power tomorrow.
Yes, well, yeah, it does.
So I'm going to finish the series today.
Oh, no.
What's it worth not to ruin it, Robin?
Don't do that. Imagine that. Imagine if you ruined it for me.
You would be unbearable to work with for the rest of my natural. You would never let that go, would you?
Podcast.
There's a new Facebook game that parents are going up in arms about.
Oh.
Where kids intentionally go missing for 48 hours.
Oh, this isn't... okay, in any way.
What, the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's not actually a game. That's a whole kind of messed up thing.
It's ridiculous. My parents would have loved it, though.
Yours would have done it.
Yeah. They would have been like, why don't you go and play that missing game?
Just keep on getting invitations from Mum. I don't want to play, Mum. Every day she asks.
Stop stalking me on Facebook as well. It's not good.
1, 2, 3, ha! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up with Hayafan. Kozai is here from Hala.
Yeah, 7:34.
Are you as tired as we are?
No, 30 seconds.
30 seconds, okay.
Great,
people aren't really going to be looking at their watch going, thanks Kozai for that. You did the seconds as well.
Yeah.
Because
always like the seconds.
It's crowded.
He's what? Crowded?
Yeah, Sunday is always crowded.
Not our audience, mate. Our audience is really quiet on a Sunday.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's because of the way we feel. It's me and George. They're picking up the vibes.
Ah.
Yeah. What's it like over there?
Where?
Well, covering your studio?
I don't know.
We he
don't
doesn't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink some coffee.
Okay.
Do you need?
So basically, you're leaving.
Are you going?
Yeah, I want to. I'm going. I want to.
Are you going down?
Really busy show. To Costa? Going to the coffee shop.
I will not say the brand.
It's Costa. He comes back with Costa all the time.
No.
Yes, he does. Why, you're not, who are you sponsored by? Are you sponsored by anyone over there? Are you sponsored by Starbucks? Yeah. Is that why? You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that. I can't say. Starbucks is sponsoring the show. Shush, shush. Anything going on Halla this morning that we should listen into?
You'll come there?
Well, if you want us to. You never invite us over.
We're going to talk in Arabic.
Well, that's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah, yeah. You just let us know what you're talking about.
What do you know in Arabic?
Halas.
Huh? Hala.
No, Hala's your radio station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you know else?
Halas. That's it. Finish.
Halas.
Halas.
That's mean finish.
Yeah.
Yala.
Halas.
Yala. That means let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Or bravo. We were down the Red Bull car park drift.
I don't think that's Arabic still.
Well, bravo was when the guys broke down. Yeah, remember that car broke down?
Yeah.
And the MC was like, bravo, bravo.
Bravo. Anyways. So,
Eddie, oh, are you off then? Okay, bye. Thanks for coming in.
Wow.
It was nice. All right.
Wow.
It's because I'm from Halla, everyone. There he is. Caught up
in your show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Morning.
Good morning.
I know who this is. I know who this is. I don't know whether you want to speak to this person or not.
Oh, is this dude?
This is Thin Casey.
Yeah, so
no. Hang on.
Really?
Hang on.
This game's too early.
What are you calling about?
No, don't walk out.
What's up?
I'm ringing to apologise to the young lady.
For the other day?
Yeah.
Okay. He's calling to apologise.
So I thought I'd stay up just to apologise for offending George.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the apology. Apology accepted.
Do you mean it, though?
I do, really. You look really attractive in your videos.
Sorry.
You know,
all right.
You're
all right, just stop it.
Stop while you're on the good way.
Yeah, stop. All right, thanks for calling up and saying...
I want to come to the studio as well.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye
Thin Casey.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. All right,
bye-bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It was nice, wasn't it?
That was
all
nice.
Right. Yeah,
I accept that.
Hello, Hi FM.
Hello, morning, Robin.
Good morning
good
to
morning.
You.
Good morning.
And
morning.
George.
How are you?
Fine.
Actually, he doesn't care.
No, he does. That's fine. It's too early to care.
Right after Thin Casey's apology. Bag, slap bag. You're back. Right, who is this?
This is Abdullah.
Abdullah, what's going on? What's happening?
All good. You are so active from the morning.
Well, not really.
It's all a lie.
Yeah, it's just an act. When the microphones go on, then it just turns on. Right, during the songs and the adverts and the news.
We moan.
My head is in my hands. What are we going to do? What are we going to say? How are we going to fill this 5 minutes? What are we going to do here, George, eh?
That was you who was screaming.
Like a girl.
No, that wasn't me.
No.
No, of course not. I'd never do that.
It was George.
Yeah, George. It was
sure,
all George.
I'll take it. Me with my high voice.
That's what she's like. What are you calling about? Are you just calling up to abuse us or what?
Nothing. Just keep it up. You are doing very well.
We're doing well, George.
Can you just phone our boss quickly?
Yeah, Ehab is his name.
You as well. Both of you are doing very good.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
What are you comparing us with?
I'm just calling to say hi for you. I don't want to say or ask for a music.
Oh, that's good. All right, listen, thank you so much for calling up and just being nice.
Yeah, have a lovely day.
Yeah.
I always call you, maybe you don't know. Maybe this is the 10th or 11th time.
What? No, it's not. We've never spoken to you before, maybe once or twice.
And now I called each week.
Do you? I don't know this guy.
Yeah.
Do you know who this is?
Yes. I'm sorry, it's super early.
Abdullah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Right. We look forward to speaking to you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, because I finished my work at this time and I call you after my work.
Okay. Bye now.
Okay, see you.
See you. Bye. Bye. Lovely.
Right, bye.
Bye.
You hang up first. I'm not hanging up. I'm not pressing the button.
Sure.
Abdullah, hang up the phone.
No, you can't.
No, I'm not hanging up.
No.
Right, okay, I'm going to leave you there on hold.
I will come over there.
Right, I'm going to leave him on hold.
Yeah.
Right, I've pulled him down.
Okay.
He's on hold.
the worst of the High FM morning show.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Dude, why are you still there?
I'm waiting for
you. No, it's not going to happen. You hang up first.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yay! Eventually.
Winners.
Get up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up.
Okay, here's my question.
Okay.
If your best friend invites you over to their house to hang out,
yeah,
you can stay as late as you want, right?
Not necessarily, no.
Well, if they need you to leave, then they'll say so.
Yeah.
And you'll leave, because you're best mates. And they can go, oh, listen, George, time for you to go now, right?
You've been here for 5 days.
Yeah. But if you're at somebody's house and you're not great friends, how late can you stay before it's rude?
Is this the dinner party thing?
No, this is, well, this is the etiquette expert.
Oh, because I've got 10:30 for a weeknight.
You've got 10:30. I've got 10:30 as well.
Yeah, and at the weekend,
yeah,
you do get a 45-minute extension on that.
So that's 11:15.
Yeah, at the weekend. Okay. However,
there always is, isn't there?
It really does depend on how I feel about you.
The other option is also just to ask if you need to leave. Like, George, do I need to leave now?
That puts me in a very awkward position.
It does, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Yeah. No, you're fine. Yeah. Unless it's a weeknight. I'll be out before 4 a.m. So
oh, yeah, of course, yeah. But some people are too nice, aren't they?
Yep.
And they don't want it to seem like they're kicking you out. So they might even offer you another cup of tea and then seriously hate you for saying yes.
And moan about you so much the next day.
Behind your back.
Yeah. Always know when to leave.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
Look at me, I'm a big fat slob.
George Ryland.
And she is some lady, that I can tell you. Woo!
Get up. High FM.
Hi, Robin.
Hello.
Studio here from Bangalore, India.
Hang on. You're calling from India?
Is that Sri Ramsulia?
That's right.
I know this guy.
Who is this guy?
I know this guy.
Vishnu Ram's brother.
You are or you're not?
No, he's not.
I was going to say, you don't sound like that.
He's not. He's not. Hey, you must listen
to the podcast. Morning, Georgie. How are you?
George.
Don't call her Georgie, Sri Ram. Don't call her Georgie.
So let's start again.
Oh, man. Right, Sriram is a big radio star in India.
Ooh.
Yeah? He works for a radio station called Fever.
Do you give out signed photos?
He does better than that.
What do you do?
He does a show called... I'm going to say this, Sriram, because you're too nice to say anything good about yourself. Sriram does a show called... He does a show called The Superhero Show on Fever.
Right.
Which is in the evenings, right?
It sounds a little too animated, but yeah, a superhero on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, you're the superhero?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Tell me about it, right? Sriram's just had a baby.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And Sriram called me up one day and he said, I'm going to have a baby. Do you mind if I tell this story, Sriram?
No, go ahead.
He said, I'm going to have a baby, but I'm not too sure whether to say it on the radio. I can't say it. And I went, you've got to say it on the radio.
We're radio people. We gave up privacy a long time ago.
Right?
Life's pretty much an open book now.
And,
right?
Yeah. And I'm a friend of his on Facebook.
Yeah.
And about a week later, I see this video that Sriram did where he brought everybody into the studio that worked at Fever. And he said, I've got this announcement. And he said, I want to play some audio. And he played the audio of the baby's heartbeat.
Oh
my God.
We're talking
was
first time dad here, aren't we?
First time dad, yeah.
Okay.
And it was the most amazing piece of radio ever. And there was there was more tears than you in the studio sometimes.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It was just amazing bit.
That's lovely.
Yeah,
Takes me back. Takes me back because she's now 5 months old.
Oh, wow.
And I'm having the sleepless night.
Yeah.
I'm up at 5 o'clock every morning.
Every morning. That's a lay-in, dude. We're up at 4.
Hey, Robin, what? Is this going to be on the podcast? Am I going to be on the podcast?
Oh my God, unbelievable. Is he going to be on the podcast?
Just wants more fame. Listen to him.
The new podcast is actually online now. Featuring
nice.
George crying, actually. Why will George disguise herself getting coffee? And also the amazing bit of audio, George stealing from a shop.
And don't forget, you find the new dating app.
Oh, yeah, the new dating app as well.
All right. Still doing a Ryland.
She's I love this guy. He listens to the podcast.
Legend.
Shri Ramsulia from Fever in India. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Thanks. I'm stealing more of your bit from the podcast. Also, wow. Just like you guys, I have a podcast too. Please subscribe.
Oh, all right.
Thanks so much, guys. Love you all much.
God, brilliant.
Shriram Sulia there. In the morning, we're going to
do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning,
hi, FM. Oman.
Do you know a guy called Paul Henley?
Not that I'm aware of. Why?
Don't look at one of the comments on the video that we put on yesterday of you crying.
What does it mean?
There's a picture and Paul says to trigger more tears. And then there's a picture of something.
Oh, okay. I thought he was you're an ugly crier.
You look awful crying. Oh, look at the state of you. Look at those thighs, even though I can't see them. I know I can picture them. No. I thought you knew Paul Henley. But even if you did know Paul Henley...
Do I know Paul Henley? I'm wondering
it
now.
It would be nasty. Let me click on his profile and show you a picture of this dude. He looks reasonably all right in a kind of a geeky way. You know that dude?
I don't think so.
No, okay. He's trying to be funny. I wouldn't look at it if I was you. Oh, you're not kicking it up now. I can hear you.
You know I have to look at it now.
All right, then. Go on, then. Have
now,
a look at it.
Now. Let me see when this happens. There's something online about you, George. Don't look at it. Yeah. Oh, great.
George cried on the show yesterday.
I am human,
yeah, well,
it turns out.
You should see what she cried at. That's also on
that's
this video.
Weird.
It's a High FM Radio on Facebook. You mentioned another thing that... You cried about?
Oh, yeah, Concord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Paul Henley has put...
Oh, is he bringing out the big guns, is he? Oh, look at it, though.
Yeah, exactly. Paul. Oh my God, you're doing it.
I never got to go on it. I really wish I
knew. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm sorry for my reaction.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's
go!
Hello, High FM!
Hi! Good morning.
Strong start, my friend.
Oh, that's horrible. You're just swallowing the answer.
No, I didn't expect you to answer, so that's fine.
Anyway. Oh, hi!
We've been waiting for your call.
Yes, where have you been?
Oh dear.
There's a part of your head going, no, really? Right, listen, who are you?
Okay, my name is Ayman. I just wanted to call to ask you a question. My son and my daughter are biggest fan. They called you last week. They were wondering, what are you... I mean, you're working from Sunday to Thursday, right?
Well, we don't call this work. So we just turn up here about 6 o'clock, play some songs, have a bit of a laugh. We do it, yes, Sunday to Thursday. They say we've got to be here 6 till 10.
Okay.
Why? Are you going to drop in?
Actually, my both of them would like to meet you guys, but because of school hours, they can't. So.
Oh, that's
maybe
a shame.
Maybe at the midterm vacation, I might like to get them.
Yeah, well, that's if they still like us, because obviously, you know...
Yeah, I wouldn't, like, put a date in my diary.
Yeah.
They always let you
know. No. They might grow up. They might get some taste.
What to do?
What to do?
What to do?
What to do?
But bring them in when they're off.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Or maybe before school. You know, leave about 20 minutes early.
Yeah.
Come on in. Say hello. Pack them off to school. We'll give them a signed Slim Shady CD.
No, honestly, we can do that.
Horrible. Okay, I thought George was horrible kids. Now you too. Okay, good.
I find that offensive. It's what every child has said when they've met me.
All right, listen, any time at all, you just drop in, okay? We're here 6 till 10.
Just bring some breakfast,
yeah,
not a problem.
Yeah, bring some coffees and breakfast, and that's it. All right, that's it. That's all we want. All right, listen, thanks for calling.
Bye to the kids.
Yeah, nice. Nice one, George.
Thanks.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. Get up, baby,
dance to the rhythm of the music. Robin Banks.
What? Shut the front door.
George Ryland.
You shut up.
Hiya. FM.
I finished.
I know. This is Stranger Things.
Series 2 done, bruv.
I am on episode 8.5.
Have you had the one with the slightly substandard acting?
Yes, I have.
Did you see what I meant?
Yeah. My wife was saying George told me about this. I mean, she told me about it as well, this one here. Why put that episode in there?
I think that's setting something up for the next series, if I'm honest.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Yeah, I didn't know why that episode was in there. That was a filler.
Could go
it
now
really
and
was.
Not come back.
Yeah, that was just for 11.
Unnecessary.
She can go into the city.
Yeah.
And interact with other people.
It was just like, oh, what are these people?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Does anyone actually actually lived like that in real life.
Yeah, so get back to the town, would you?
This is based in Hawkins, so I have finished the lot.
Please don't do a spoiler.
I'm not going to do a spoiler.
No spoilers, no spoilers.
This is very good, though.
You're one of those annoying people that, oh, I finished it. Oh, I won't tell you what happens, but just wait.
Do you want me to do a spoiler?
No, don't, please.
Actually,
don't.
You're one of those irritating please people don't. Who's now like, I've got 1.5 left.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to watch that tonight.
I saved some of my chocolate bar.
Oh, my God, I had to go to bed. I was so tired last night, and I wanted to enjoy Stranger Things, and I'm at the point where the power's just gone back on.
Oh yes,
you know.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
And they're all running around, and I just said to Debbie, "Look, I've got to bail out of this now. I want to enjoy this. This is really, really good."
I did that thing where I purposely yeah. had my dinner already.
Oh bless!
And I watched my last one.
Yeah.
And yet still, do you know what time I went to bed?
What time?
8:20.
Oh. Oh my God!
Rock and roll.
Hello.
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 How's it going? You all right?
Hi.
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 Hiya.
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 Who's that?
Wow. Kai.
All right, Kai.
I'm just going to tell you something. Stop spoiler, please. I'm still...
There's no spoilers.
Didn't do a spoiler.
Dude, no spoilers.
What about the episode about 11? I don't know anything about this. I'm still on episode 4.
The whole thing's based on
Yeah, 11's the girl. Remember? 11's the girl.
I remember her, but you said she's going to the city?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That's not a spoiler.
It really isn't a spoiler.
Yeah, it's not.
I promise.
It's really not. Where are you up to?
I'm in episode 4.
You're episode 4?
Yes.
I wish I was you.
So do I.
Yeah, I wish I could relive it again. It's really good. Okay.
Yeah, I watched season 1. It was amazing.
It was amazing. So, I think season 2 is better.
They brought their A game.
Yeah.
It's more darker. Yeah.
Really, it is darker, isn't it? It's a lot more darker. And funnier.
But it's confusing at the same time. Why Eleven, like, don't know anyone? Like, she was less awkward when she was...
Dude, spoilers!
You're doing spoilers
Look
now.
At you! You're worse than us!
Way worse than us!
See you later, Kai. Bye!
Bye!
Bye. Wake up!
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Showtime, this is High FM. It's Banks here. Ryan's over there.
Hello.
Facebook has been accused of spying on users.
Then may I just use this as my apology to Facebook for the dullness of my feed.
Oh, I've just been handed something here. Let me just open this. Oh, it's a message from Facebook. And Facebook says, it's not spying, but if possible, could you please post some more pictures of you in that red bikini, George?
Robin Banks.
Are now entering a bad taste zone.
Hello.
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 Hello, morning.
Morning.
Yeah, this is Martin. Morning. Just I want to say hi, hello to you.
Hi.
I'm so excited to talk to you.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Cray, cray.
You call up with something and then you get through, we answer the phone and then it just all goes, doesn't it?
I'm so happy to talk to you. After a long time, I was listening your morning time every day, but I didn't talk to you until now.
There's a radio term for this. It's long time listener, first time caller. Yeah. Have you anything to say to Oman now you've got this opportunity? Anything at all? Anything?
This is a very good day for me to talk to George and what's the other name?
Great. That's right.
Big fan. Big fan
of mine. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Good morning, High.
There he is.
Boring.
It's Boring Maris. Good morning, Boring Maris.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right.
Right.
So, yeah, do you want me to be nice or not?
I don't care. I
could do with nice.
Good. Yeah, George could do with nice.
The drift.
The drift,
the drift, which I missed, unfortunately, due to external factors. And then I ended up cooking food that I can't eat. Right.
You're going off on a tangent, Boring Maris.
Yeah, well, you forgot a detail since you're getting into your life again and off the script that we agreed on.
What are you talking about? Is this a podcast review?
The newest thing. The podcast review, I gave up on it because I lost
Amazing.
But that was your thing, Boring Maris. That was your thing, the podcast review.
That's fine. I lost hope anyway, because I gave you a script and I mean, I give you guidelines and you don't follow them. Anyway, you forgot one detail about the car drift, that sent a selfie of you two to someone.
We sent a selfie of us to Boring Maris.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, right, the reason being is because Boring Maris, you were going off on a camping holiday, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody's car broke down.
Yes. Well, so, my friend's car broke down.
So I get this WhatsApp message, and it was all woe is me, George. All woe is me. I go, George, look at this message from Boring Maris. So we sent him back a really happy selfie of us in the stands.
Just what we're like.
In the car park drift, going, hello!
Look where we are!
Yeah. You didn't want to see my face in front of the barbecue anyway, so that's fine.
Well, can I just say, Boring Maris, it had the desired effect.
Yeah.
We finally all agree on something.
Yay! Yay!
Boring.
Ciao. Bye.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Podcast. Get the latest podcast at highfmradio.com.
Banks here, runs over there.
Morning.
I had a moment this morning where I got very angry
with
myself.
Oh, right.
And with life in general, with getting up at whatever time we get up at. 4 a.m. How was your night's sleep?
Well, I went to bed really early because I didn't get to sleep yesterday. I was really busy.
Yeah.
Came home from everything at about 6:30.
Wow.
So dinner, bed. I think I must have been asleep by 9:00.
Wow, I wasn't too long behind you. By the time I got to sleep, it was 10:15.
Since I couldn't function anymore. I woke up at 3:30 this morning, though.
Ooh,
so I look at my phone, it's 3:30, right. And for some reason, and I hardly ever do this, instead of putting the phone back on the bedside table, put it under the pillow next to me.
Yeah.
So then, of course, didn't hear the first few alarms.
Oh.
And that's when the emergency alarm came into play, and that is an ugly way to wake up.
I woke up in the middle of the night, needed to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
So I was in the bathroom, and in my head, I thought it must be midnight, 1:00. Guess what I heard from the other room?
Annie?
My alarm going off.
No!
I'm doing my toilet.
Cheated.
And the alarm is going off.
Oh, you must have felt so robbed.
I was angry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
It's IFM's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
I'm George Ryland.
Yes, you are.
I don't want to brag, but I worked out the weekend.
Did you really?
I went to the gym yesterday.
Did you go to the Cliff Club?
I did go to the Cliff Club.
Up at the Crown Plaza. Was Sammy up there?
He wasn't.
Where's Sammy?
I'm sure he's avoiding me.
Maybe he is.
So I've been trying to find him because I really want him to train me.
Can you let me know when Sammy isn't there? So then I can maybe pop up because I can't see Sammy.
Well, just come with me. Anytime I go, Sammy isn't
Sammy
there.
Sammy isn't there. You can go in first.
Possibly we're the same person. We just don't exist together. I got really annoyed when I got there, though.
And why?
I think maybe I was on a little bit of a less cheery mood this weekend.
All
when you're just not really able to cope with stuff the same way.
Yeah, well, Friday, I just stayed in. I didn't do anything.
Same. I went a good 24 hours not speaking to another human.
It's great, isn't it?
Then I thought, oh, no, I feel better. I'll go to the gym.
Yeah.
And I got the locker room. Someone, Robin, had taken my locker.
Oh, I hate that. That's my locker.
I live it. And I was like, well, are we going to be childish about this? Have I got to put my name on it?
You should do.
Honestly.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.